Just before we get into today's episode, I want to cast your ears over here to this promo for a few minutes and explain why you might be missing out if you're not using Adobe Express. You've heard of Adobe, right? The chaps that brought you Illustrator, InDesign, and who hasn't been asked, has this been Photoshopped? Adobe is a household name. But have you heard of Adobe Express? I hadn't until the back end of last year, and then, well, I did. Now, I'm not saying that in a few years' time, people will be asking you, where were you when you discovered Adobe Express? But they may ask why you didn't start using it sooner. Using Adobe Express allows endless opportunities to scale up your creatives and improve your efficiency and productivity as well as anything I've seen or used. Creating and editing all your creative output with more customizable templates than a Rubik's Cube has variations. Well, all right, maybe not 43 quadrillion, but you get the idea. And that is just your basics. Its interoperability between Photoshop and Illustrator is a bit of a game changer for workflow management, linking all your assets together. Make changes in one place, and boom, all your assets are updated. If you don't want to miss out on any of this, use one of the links in the show notes that will take you to a free trial of Adobe Express. Or why not supersize it and trial the complete Adobe Creative Cloud package, which includes Adobe Express, as you'd imagine. Oh yeah, bonus point. If you're already a Creative Cloud user, Adobe Express is right there waiting for you. Now let's do it. There is always a healthy debate around events and exhibitions in terms of cost versus return, especially within construction, where one order can make an event lucrative. But on the flip side, a poor exhibition can leave a large dent in the marketing budget and a sour taste in the CFO's mouth. Done right, however, exhibitions can serve as powerful platforms for networking, brand exposure, and knowledge sharing, alongside an ROI, of course. These opportunities not only facilitate connections with industry peers and potential clients, but also offer a stage to showcase innovative solutions and stay abreast of emerging trends. However, harnessing the full potential of these events requires more than just showing up. It demands strategic planning, thoughtful budget allocation, and meticulous execution. No wonder navigating the intricacies of event management and budgeting can be daunting. As we mentioned, the financial investment associated with these events alone necessitates a keen focus on maximizing impact while minimizing the additional costs that can soon make an estimated budget look like pocket change compared to the overall cost. Additional elements such as marketing materials, travel expenses, and staff resources, as well as exhibition space and stand design and build, need to translate into tangible returns, whether in the form of lead generation, partnerships, or simply brand recognition. Side note here, make sure you quantify what a good return looks like before investing a penny, as it doesn't always mean leads. It generally does, though. The challenge of optimizing event budgets and quantifying their impact is one that resonates with most who have been put in charge of project managing the whole thing. It's a tricky conundrum that requires careful consideration of various factors, from selecting the right events to attend to crafting compelling messages and experiences that resonate with your target audience. So how can we ensure that we're making the most of our event budget? How can we stand out in a crowded marketplace and leave a lasting impression, reach our goals, and exceed expectations? Well, these are the questions we'll explore in today's episode, where we'll delve into four actionable tactics to help you maximize your budget and amplify your impact at events. To accompany this podcast, we have a downloadable PDF. The link, as always, is in the show notes. Let's do this. Welcome to Construction Disrupted, the ultimate podcast for the construction industry, exploring the limitless possibilities at the dynamic intersection of construction and technology. Wow, that's a mouthful. Delve into the latest topics, news, events, expert insights, and marketing that are shaping the industry right now and in the future. We'll hopefully sprinkle a little bit of humour in there for you as well. I'm your guy, Peter Sumpton, and I run a marketing consultancy focusing on those that build, create, and educate. If you're ready to embrace disruption and unlock the potential of the construction industry, keep on listening and be part of the conversation that's reshaping the future of construction. If you're not, I really wouldn't bother. It's probably not going to be that interesting for you. Whether you're a construction technology professional or just part of the construction industry in general, this podcast is your go-to resource for staying informed, inspired, and of course connected. Speaking of connected, the best way you can help to support this podcast is by sharing it far and wide and leaving us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts. Right then, let's go and build different and get disruptive. Before we get into the 4 ways to maximize your budget and the impact you have at construction events, it's important to know that the first thing that you need to do is plan which events you're going to go to. I don't just mean for the next month, 2 months, or 3 months. I'm talking 12 months in advance. Yes, things change, but if we map this out, we'll have a much better chance of understanding where to apportion the budget, learn how to improve at each event, and get everybody on side way in advance. Okay, so the first thing that's going to impact the success of any event you attend is making sure you're speaking and are involved in seminars to elevate your expertise. One of the most effective ways to stand out at any construction event is by taking the stage as a speaker or a seminar host. You don't necessarily need to be part of a speaking panel. You can look to see if you can host an actual day, an actual stand, or part of the actual event. Now, what you're going to do here is offer valuable insights and expertise that not only positions your brand as an industry authority, but also attracts a larger and more engaging audience to your stand or online presence, basically where you're telling people to engage next with you. Bit like a customer journey, imagine that. Prioritize topics that you know will resonate with your target audience, addressing pressing challenges, emerging trends, and innovative solutions. But that's not all you need to do. You need to go further than that and promote your speaking engagement well in advance. And that's why we were talking about planning 12 months into the future. It gives you plenty of time to do this. Leveraging event marketing materials, social media platforms. If you do this, you will generate a buzz and anticipation. Not many people do this. Certainly not many companies do it. They might put one post out there or send one email, potentially 2 or 3. But you need to maximize the fact that you are doing more than just showing up with a stand. Impact number 2, give people a reason to attend. Planning ahead for engagement. Waiting until the last minute to brainstorm ways to engage with your audience and ways to make your exhibition space appealing can lead to masses of missed opportunities. Instead of this, approach event planning with a strategic mindset and tactical execution. Create a comprehensive plan that outlines the experiences and interactions you intend to offer your attendees. You can make it unforgettable. Here are a few ways to do that. Interactive demos, product launches, giveaways such as food and beverages, hands-on activities, you know, the touchy-feely stuff that gets people onto your stand and keeps them there. Meet and greets, invite people onto the stand prior to them turning up at a certain time to show them around, to show them products, those touchy-feely things, or just to have that general chit-chat and discussion. Have on-stand discussion and debates. Don't just use the seminars and the speaking areas. Do that on your stand. Create a buzz. How about music? Using another sense that is pretty much forgotten about at exhibitions. Be loud and proud. By enticing visitors with a compelling reason to stop by, you increase foot traffic and enhance the likelihood of meaningful connections. Remember, your stand is there to do one thing, and that is attract the right people to it and make them stop and engage with you. A fishbowl full of business cards and a tray of Haribo doesn't cut it, I'm afraid. And when your stand isn't there to do the heavy listing, pre and post exhibition, you need to pick up the mantle, and we'll cover that a bit later on. Impact three is thinking outside of your stand and extending your reach. Now, while a well-designed exhibition stand is undoubtedly important, maximizing impact goes beyond the physical confines of your stand. Consider hosting off-site events or exclusive dinners to foster deeper connections with stakeholders. Collaborate with local businesses or industry partners to co-host events that draw a wider audience and provide additional exposure. Remember, you are more in control if they are your actual events that you put on. Add that exclusivity to them. Make people want to attend. And don't forget to walk the floor as well. Exhibitions invariably have lulls where your stand won't be as busy as you hoped, providing the best excuse to go and chat to other exhibitors. Not to sell to them, obviously, that is the worst. But start to make more connections within the industry that could turn into potential collaborations. If you'd like to read more about ways you can collaborate with potential partners in the industry, check out our ebook, 20 Ways to Collaborate That Benefit You and the Rest of the Construction Industry. The link is in the show notes. And we actually did a podcast about this, which is episode 28. Check that out as well. No surprise, the link to that is also in the show notes. These unconventional approaches can set you apart and create lasting memories for attendees. So it's definitely worth having a read or a listen, whatever your preference is. Remember, we have more than one sense. And finally, or maybe not finally, impact four, collaborate with others, strength in numbers. Now, in the spirit of collaboration, as we were talking about in impact three, consider partnering with complementary businesses or organizations to pool resources and expand your reach actually at the event. Jointly presenting at an event can lead to shared costs, enhanced visibility, and a broader network of people visiting. Look for opportunities to co-create content, share stand space, or collaborate on themed pavilions that resonate with a specific audience. By working together, you amplify your impact and showcase a united front within the construction industry, and that can only be seen as a positive thing. Now, I did say there were four impacts, four things that will help you maximize your budget. There's actually one final one, and that's your post-event strategy. Because the end of the event isn't the end of the event. See this as a bonus tip, but we couldn't leave it out because it's one of, if not the most important part of any event or exhibition you attend. The post-event period and what you do during this time, it's so easy to drop the baton here and think the hard work is done. As the curtains close on another event, game over. It isn't, it's just the start. A well-executed post-event strategy is essential for capitalizing on the momentum generated during any event. It can also be compounded by future events if you've planned. Kind of a link throughout this whole thing, isn't there? You need to see each event or the end of each event as the beginning. Follow up with leads promptly, nurture relationships, and deliver on promises. Leverage social media and email marketing to share event highlights, exclusive content, and follow-up surveys. This continued engagement reinforces your brand's presence with your target market. It keeps your connections warm and sets the stage for future events, for future clients, collaborations, and opportunities. So maximizing the budget and impact you have at construction industry events requires a strategic approach that goes beyond the traditional stand setup. By embracing speaking opportunities, planning engagement experiences, exploring unconventional avenues, and fostering collaborations, you can create a memorable and influential presence within the industry. Remember, the end of the event marks the beginning of an ongoing relationship building process that holds the potential to shape the future of your brand within the UK construction landscape. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day and giving this a listen. If you want to chat further about anything you've heard on today's episode, have a topic or technology you'd like me to cover, or simply want to say hiya, you'll find me on LinkedIn or through the emails, peter@builddifferent.marketing. Stay disruptive.